Hi, everyone, and welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 74. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. Boy, this last week has been a busy week. And I want to talk to you about some things that I'm very excited about at my local school district. If you have been a longtime listener of this podcast, you have heard me talk a lot about Chromebooks in the past. And the story goes way back to about this time last year, and maybe even late in the previous school year. So going almost back about 2 years now in the process, my local school district got some grant money through New York State to incorporate technology throughout the district. This included a lot of various things, but the most important thing was that students in our high school were going to get basically one-to-one Chromebooks. So every student in the district would eventually get a Chromebook. We were approved for this 2 years ago, and it took a long time to make it through the New York State education system to be approved. And once it was approved, it was at least a year and a half before things actually started to happen. And just recently, in the last few weeks, we've received the first batch of Chromebooks. And I want to talk to you a little bit about those today. Now, before I get into that, I had a Chromebook that I purchased used on eBay a while back. It was an Acer C720. Now, the Acer C720 was an inexpensive Chromebook. It was very plasticky feeling. And the reason I purchased it wasn't really to try out Chrome OS. The reason I purchased it was I wanted to experiment with Linux on it. The first thing I did is I put the Chromebook in developer mode and enabled USB booting on it. And then I sort of experimented with a few things like Crouton, having Ubuntu and Chrome OS installed side by side. Quickly ran out of room because of the small hard drive space on the Chromebook. So then I tore it apart again, installed a bigger hard drive on it, but quickly reached its limits because it only had about 2 gigs of RAM on it. It was Core i3 processor. And it was a nice, small, compact size little laptop that I enjoyed bringing around with me. I didn't mind the 11.6-inch screen. It was very portable, and that's the one thing that I really liked about it. But I couldn't do very much with it just because the system would get bogged down very easily due to the low specs on it. So I experimented with Ubuntu and Fedora and Arch Linux. I think I even tried Solus OS on there and tried some lighter weight Linux distributions. Never really had much reason to keep with it. So eventually I basically refreshed the Chromebook and brought it back to factory settings. And it just kind of sat in storage for a while until just recently I actually brought it to Best Buy, traded it in for something else, knowing that these Chromebooks, school Chromebooks, would be rolling out soon. So over the last few weeks, the Chromebooks have started arriving, and the tech guys here at our school district started passing them out to certain grades. I believe they did 8th grade, and they did 11th grade and 12th grade. And the model that they got was the Acer C731 series, 731. And these Chromebooks are very rugged. They're much different than the small, plasticky, flimsy Chromebook that I've had in the past. So they're very rugged, very durable, and they feel really solid in your hands, and offer the same functionality basically as any Chrome OS device. Has an HDMI port on it, SD card slot, a couple of USB 3 ports, and a headphone jack. Basically all the real basics, nothing super fancy about it. What's great is we've also got these very durable cases for the students to carry around these Chromebooks in, and they're branded with the school mascot, and will protect these Chromebooks through just about anything. They're very, very rugged cases. So we're in the process, basically the very first stage of several stages of rolling these Chromebooks out. Knowing this ahead of time, one of the things that I did for my district, and you may have heard me talk about this before, is I started taking the Google Apps for Education training. I became a Google Certified Educator, then later on Google Certified Trainer. I went through the training program, took the certification tests, just to sort of have a jump start to getting students and teachers using technology through our district. Now, being on the technology committee at the school, I make suggestions, but I don't have a lot of control or say on what happens in devices that are being picked or selected. And our school district actually outsources the IT department to an outside company. We have a couple IT guys on hand throughout the week who do a great job keeping everything up and running. But one of the things that we did prior to launching the Chromebooks is we visited a couple of districts close by that have had a lot of really great success with implementing Chromebooks throughout their districts. And without naming districts, what I want to talk about firstly is getting students excited about these Chromebooks. It was something that I noticed might be a little bit of a task. You know, students, they carry around books, huge book bags all day long, and they don't really want to carry around another thing throughout the day. And so the first question that they actually were asking is, do we have to have one of these things? And the answer is yes, because the district is wanting to have students and teachers using these in every class as much as possible, and giving students access to a computer at home that might not have a computer at home, and giving them ability to do their work at home or even at school without having to run to one of the computer labs. And so we went to another district and noticed that they implemented a student technology group that basically the students who were interested in being part of this technology club, they were invited. They were invited to write a resume about their technology skills and what they knew, what they wanted to learn about. Then they had an interview process to be a part of this group, almost like a job interview. And then we're given training, and students were trained in Google Docs and Google Classroom and all basically the whole G Suite. And with that, they were given ranks, and there were competitions, so the students would be wanting to learn more about the technology skills. And as they started very small, they sort of built up to a point where the students were then asked to learn how to repair Chromebooks. They were, if a student had a broken screen, they could remove the screen and put a brand new one on without much help from the advisors. And they sort of built and kept building to student-made tutorials, student videos, and students learning how to write code. And it's been a really powerful growth over the last 2 years for this particular school's technology group. And it amazes me right off the bat, the kids were into it. They were well-respected around their school. Teachers were really enthused to have a student who was part of this tech group in their classroom. If they were having issues, they could just ask those students to help them out. And it's really a cool thing. So one of the things that I wanted to do was start that at my school district. And if any of you have done something similar at your school district, I'd be curious what you're doing. And please go to my website, mrptechreviews.com, and just hit the contact form and throw me some of the ideas that have worked for you. I'd really appreciate anybody who's done that in their district. So here's what we've done so far in my district. The first thing I did is basically just got the word out that we're starting this group, put it on the announcements, and did a Facebook post on the school webpage. And I was able to get a couple of students who were seniors interested right away for various reasons. One was really interested in technology stuff, and another student very interested in getting some volunteer hours in and for things like National Honor Society, that type of thing. And so I started off with with two seniors. And the very first senior that I got involved with the project was sort of known as the tech guy among his friends. And basically, he had been learning to write HTML and practicing building his own websites just to kind of learn for fun. That's sort of very rare in the district. So I thought right away this was going to be kind of exciting. And so got him on board right away. And basically, my whole goal with this is to start this group and get the students to make it sort of its own beast. I want them to take it and run with it and basically make it their own. And so we started off with two kids, and over a week we had more interviews, and some students have more technology background than others. And even if there was a student who was interested but maybe not have the experience, we're going to train those students and build their skills in a whole team building environment. So we're going to then open a student help desk, and we're going to have a student hopefully there a few periods during the day throughout the week. And then my goal eventually would be hopefully to eventually have a student there every period throughout the day. And so we're starting off really small. We're in the training process right now. We hope to open the help desk next week. And what has amazed me is the students are really taking it and respecting it. The students are getting excited about it. The students are working really hard. They all have lots of really great ideas. So we went from two students now, and we are setting up a ranking system. We're training the younger students. We are giving each person tasks based on their interests. So, for example, I had a student who recently replaced his graphics card on his computer. That's one of the things he said during his interview, and he was kind of proud of himself for that. So one of the things I did is made him in charge of learning how to repair computers. So the first thing I did is I had an old laptop sitting in a cabinet that wasn't being used anymore, and I let him take it apart and put it back together as sort of practice for learning how to repair Chromebooks in the future. And so he was really excited to just get hands on and to learn how to do this stuff. I have another student who is researching all the Chrome apps for students and teachers. And he's eventually going to do this as a senior project, where he's going to make some video tutorials and learn about audio and video editing as the year goes on. Even more exciting, as I'm sending information out to the staff about this group, other teachers are getting on board. We have a new math teacher in the district who emailed me just about right away, and he wanted to be a part of the group and mentioned that he had taken some Google training in the past, and so now he's going to be working with our younger students, getting them up to snuff. And it's really become a snowball effect, and things are moving very rapidly. We're going to actually take a field trip to the district that we're sort of modeling this from in a couple of weeks, and the students are going to meet the other students and see exactly what they're doing. So it's moving very fast. I'm really excited. We've got a lot of really great ideas. And so not only are we going to have a student help desk, but there's going to be a second portion of it that's kind of like a technology club, where we get together maybe once a month after school and talk tech topics. This past week, we've talked with students who want to learn how to write in HTML. I've given them access to Google Sites and Wix, and they're writing their own HTML code, building their own websites on their own. And so sort of just kind of steering them in the right direction, but they're making it their own thing, and that's what's really awesome. They have some younger students who are not so tech savvy, but they want to be interested in it, but they're really interested in editing things. So they want to be sort of editors for the group. Anytime we put something out, they're really good at spell checking and all those things. So using their skills to get them started and then expanding from there. And I want to expand it, have this core group of students trained well so that they can train the next group of students and so on. So they're building a foundation, and they're very proud of it because they're the founding members. So they're taking it very seriously, and I'm kind of really proud of how hard they've been working at this. So not only have we talked about HTML stuff, we have students using Linux. We have students who are basically teaching themselves. So if you can motivate a student to teach themselves, then I guess you've kind of done your work. And I'm really curious what these students come up with. We've got some sort of ideas for very basic things. And as I mentioned, if you have a school with a technology club, I'd love to hear your ideas, what you're doing with students. We don't have much of a budget right now. Almost our budget is zero. But the district has been very supportive of starting this initiative, and they're anxious to see what we do with it. So hopefully maybe in the future we can get a small budget to work with to buy some tools and maybe a couple computers here or there if we need them. And but it all revolves around this technology grant of launching Chromebooks and getting Chromebooks into the students' hands. And you know, as I'm seeing it roll out, you know, I think the other students who are maybe not so tech savvy are really starting to understand why the Chromebooks are important. You walk around the district now and you're seeing all the students working on these Chromebooks, whether it's in the library or in their classroom or during lunch or whatever. It's always available to them. And that's what it's all about. It's really kind of exciting. This Acer C731, not my favorite Chromebook choice. It is, like I said, solid for high school students or students in general. Does seem to be a little slow sometimes. It does have 4 gigs of RAM though, but there's some issues, especially with sometimes hitting the power button. The power button doesn't necessarily respond a whole lot. And it seems like it takes 10 or 15 seconds for the Chromebook to boot, but other times it's right away. I'm not the only one that has seen this problem. Other times I see some lag here and there, very, very slow, response when typing and that type of thing. So I may have picked a different Chromebook, but overall I think they were pretty well received once students started using them. What I would like to do is, once we build rapport with this group, have these students that are part of this technology group in my district have some elevated privileges where they could research things, they could try things out, sort of as the beta testers for the district. So we're working on that, and I think they're building a reputation slowly. Even though it's been just a little over a week now that they've been working on this, really curious where it's going to go. I'm kind of excited about that. It seems also that most of the students are aware that the Chromebooks are underpowered. They know that it's basically just a web browser for email and the Google apps and that type of thing. But they also understand they're low cost, and that's why they have them. I found that very interesting as well. It does get, a piece of hardware in all the students' hands, but I'm really curious on how far that can go. If it's just our students just going to be writing reports and things on these Chromebooks, or can they actually get work done with these apps? So I'm very curious on how things are going to roll out over the next, 3 months, 6 months, 8 months, and even into next year. With these Chromebooks, I really have no idea where to, what to expect or where it's going to go. But I hope to see that it takes off, and I hope that there are some useful apps out there for Chromebook that students can use. I'm still a little skeptical though, so I'm going to have to come back to you on all of that as time goes on. But I'd love to be able to eventually maybe let the students maybe put this in a Chromebook in developer mode and let them, experiment with adding things like Crouton and a few other things to let them tinker with it a little bit and take it apart and see how it works. And that's maybe down the road once we get a little bit more established. Same thing, getting an old desktop computer, letting them tear it apart and rip it apart, because we really don't have any, we haven't had any technology, type groups in the past. So many of the students are unaware of how to do all this stuff. So the possibilities are basically endless, and we're really excited about it. And the other thing is, along with letting students do the things that they're interested in, like I mentioned earlier, a student building and writing in HTML for websites. We've got a Google Classroom set up. We've got students using Google Docs and spreadsheets to make a schedule for our help desk. And so that's the very first basic process for setting up something like this. I had a graphic designer friend who designed us a really slick looking logo for our club. That's been pretty well received. Students will receive lanyards and sort of badges as they progress up in rank. And like I said, we're sort of modeling another school district, but at the same time, we're making it our own. It's funny looking back on it now, you know, when I got my Google certification last January, not much happened for about 6 months. And I almost started thinking, you know, was it really worth it to do all that training and take the three-hour exams for it? And I was almost questioning whether it was the right decision or not. But now that things are rolling out, I think definitely it was the right decision to do. And I think it will really, you know, sort of help me pass on information to students, give them recommendations on what to try next. And we're sort of in a period of rapid growth right now. So I'm kind of just struggling to keep up with it. And the students have taken it and ran with it. So I'm really proud of them for all of their hard work. I've even got students interested in how the podcast is working. So the students are asking me what microphone am I using and what gear am I using to do this. So I'm excited to talk to them about that too. And at the same time, there are students who are teaching me a few things as well. And that's awesome. That's really great. I don't really write in HTML a whole lot, but it does certainly have my interest, you know, now that students are interested in how I can help them and gear them in the right direction. So I'm learning at the same time as they are. So that's pretty awesome. That's what this whole group is all about, giving students who may not be part of sports or may not be in the drama club or in music and or those types of activities, giving students another option to be a part of a group. I think that's really, really, really awesome. So thanks for listening to me this week talk about my new project, getting some students involved. Again, if you have another student group at your district, I'd love to hear what you've done, what your ideas are, and how you have built from the beginning. So go to MRP Tech Reviews, hit that contact form, and let me know what you've done. I'd love to hear from you. That's going to do it for this week. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.